As Unitarians Universalists, we find wisdom and inspiration in many places, Jewish and Christian scriptures and other sacred texts, the arts, science, nature, our own experiences. Our tradition keeps us open to revelation from many sources. Today's wisdom comes from historian Howard Zinn. When you have models of how people can come together, even for a brief period, it suggests that it could happen for a longer period. When you think of it, that's the way things operate in the scientific world. So why not socially? As soon as the Wright brothers could keep a plane aloft for 27 seconds, everyone knew from that point on that a plane could be kept aloft for hours. It's the same socially and culturally. We've had countless incidents in history where people have joined together in social movements and created a spirit of camaraderie or a spirit of sharing and togetherness, which have absented themselves even momentarily from the world of greed and domination. If true community can stay aloft for 27 seconds, it's only a matter of time before such a community can last for hours. Only a matter of time before a beloved community, as Martin Luther King Jr. spoke of, came into being.
Please remain seated and relax in your chairs. Rest your feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes or soften your gaze while you listen to these words from the Reverend Sarah Ellen LaWall. In this time when rhetoric blusters about and words are used as weapons, may we remember that we are a people of resilience. We have faced uncertainty before. We have weathered storms. We have been consumed by flames. We have risen like the phoenix from the ashes, and we will again. May we remember our shared humanity, our universal kinship, our interdependence, as we unclench our fists and breathe together. The other day, I greeted a friend asking how he was. He responded, "Oh, you know, same stuff, different day." Okay, his response maybe was a little more colorful, but you get the gist. I was struck by the seeming prevalence of this attitude. Recently, I read a cartoon where the main character wondered why we wished each other a Happy New Year, when we'll have the same old hunger, hate, and war. We won't be able to come to any agreements on how to solve the problems we see, much less the ones we don't, because we can't even talk to each other. This fictitious person felt like the only thing new about the year was the date. Ancient belief systems hold that suffering is inescapable and an integral part of our lives. However, Buddha wasn't the first ancient teacher to contemplate suffering. Humans have always focused on the bad stuff. It's instinctual. Watching out for the bad stuff keeps us safe. It's called negativity bias. We need to be cautious of things that could hurt us, but we seem to overindulge in the extreme. We all know that bad news sells. Unfortunately, we are good at keeping bad news front and center. Today, the sheer volume of bad news thrown at us is utterly massive. Our personal habits don't help. We scroll through the news and social media all day. It's exhausting. Unfortunately, news outlets aren't the only ones throwing information at us. For better or worse, anyone can be a reporter. We get information from so many sources, niche websites, blogs, or 140 characters at a time. We're left to filter the unending piles for ourselves. Again, training. I used to think that multitasking was a good thing. It made it possible for me to function as a mother who worked outside her home. I could cook, do laundry, entertain my child, and answer the phone all at the same time. Then one day, the accountant at work asked if I had a calculator on me. I reached into my briefcase and handed him a pacifier. His response was, "Lady, you need a vacation." What I really needed was to look at how I was living in a constantly fractured mental state. Writer Linda Stone coined the term continuous partial attention to refer to the way we absorb the news. It's something our brains are not designed to do. We constantly scroll through the news online while we prepare for the day, check Facebook while we eat lunch, or watch news shows while we talk on the phone. News is designed to be bad. There's no story in saying that all is fine and well and everything's great. Depending on your political leanings or your demographics, the news these days may be causing some anxiety or even anger. So what can we do about this? First of all, check to see if you're still breathing. No, I'm serious. We're all familiar with our physical reactions to stress. Well, if we perceive the news as a threat, we may engage in what Linda Stone has called email apnea, the unconscious suspension of our breathing when dealing with our inbox. This also happens with the news. Your body is not going to relax when the news is in front of you. If this resonates with you, try designating news time. You don't have to think of the news as all or nothing. While it may be tempting to kill your television or flush your smartphone just to get some relief, consider an alternative news time. So maybe restricting viewing the news on Saturday or limiting email after 8 p.m. is a way to be kinder to ourselves. But don't expect immediate positive results. Feeling out of the loop may cause its own anxiety. Be patient. In time, things will dissipate. It may help when bad news threatens to drown us to filter ruthlessly. Go through your inbox and delete those subscriptions we don't need, or they just repeat the same old stuff. I had to ask myself as I was watching the nightly news the other day and feeling slightly ill, do I really need to stare at more pictures of Australia in flames? And remember, as Mark Burton, a writer and therapist, says, we're not denying our angst when we learn not to stay quite so involved in it. This month, our focus is on resilience, that power to find our strength even after something negative has happened to us. But resilience is not just about recovering from one trial after another. Resilience is also a proactive skill and a way of life. We have looked at how, as individuals, we can survive the onslaught of bad news that's in our faces. While the topic of individual resistance has gained some attention, individual resilience has gained some attention. There's also been global studies that have explored how diverse communities demonstrate that strength. One that I found particularly interesting was called Community Resilience, a Cross-Cultural Study by the Wilson International Center and the Fetzer Institute. It identifies characteristics of people in low resistance settings. They don't feel like they have a place where they belong. They're anxious about their safety and or their future. And they feel as though they're not being heard. Displaced, anxious, and voiceless, that would keep any of us from feeling very resilient. In contrast, folks in settings of high resilience, besides not experiencing the feelings I just mentioned, they stay in touch with the core defining element of their community. And when challenges or adversity arise, they believe that they can change things for the better. We can frequently take solace in this community. I never feel voiceless here. Not too long ago, we were asked to participate in discussions about the direction of our religious education program. A few days ago, I was asked what I thought the social justice program should be focused on. Annually, we're asked to vote for members of our Board of Trustees and how we should spend our money. We can feel safe here because this congregation affirms and promotes the worth and dignity of every person. We can have hopes for our future and that of our children because this congregation is committed to our spiritual growth in the free and responsible search for truth and meaning. When we see pictures of masses of people marching for liberty and justice, we can commit ourselves anew to spreading our goal of a world community of peace. And when we see pictures of horrendous wildfires and threatened wildlife, let us believe that someday our respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part will heal this lovely planet. May it be so.